This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
And welcome back to Joe Messina's show. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe as he is saving the, my goodness, the school boards, local politics around the country. Oh, you know, it's great people like Joe on this Flag Day in 2023. Yes, happy Flag Day, everybody. This U.S. flag was adopted on this day in history in June 14th, 1777, a day that would be known, become known as Flag Day more than a century later. Harry Truman put this on the map for us. And listen, what is our flag? It is a symbol of freedom. And to many throughout history, the American flag was a result of resolution. It was a result of resolve. It was a result of dedication. And, you know, it was adopted by the Marine Committee of the Second Continental Congress in Philadelphia. And it said, the stated resolution of that text when it was adopted by the in the Second Continental Congress was that the flag of the United States shall be of 13 stripes of alternate red and white with a union of 13 stars of white in the blue field representing a new constellation. And that new constellation was known as the United States of America. Just a little bit of history. The flag was first used in battle on September the 11th, 1777, during the Battle of the Brandywine. And the American flag was first saluted by foreign naval vessels on February the 14th, 1778, when the Ranger bearing the Stars and Stripes and under the command of Captain Paul Jones arrived in a French port. The flag first flew over a foreign territory in early 1778 at Nassau, Bahamas Islands, where Americans captured a British fort. The flag adopted on June 14, 1777 replaced the Grand Union flag, the first ever national flag of what would become the United States. And there are a lot of other dates that where the Stars and Stripes, which have gone under many changes, undergone many changes over the years. There's, in fact, been a total of 27 official versions of the American flag, according to the Smithsonian Institute. But today is the day that we salute the flag, what it represents. George Washington, our nation's first president, he reportedly stated that we take the stars from heaven, the red from our mother country, separating it by white stripes, thus showing that we have separated from her, and the white stripes shall go down to posterity, representing our liberty. Well, nation's first president, maybe the best president, number one president in the history of our country, said it so well. So if you are in any view of a flag, hopefully you have one flying outside your home this evening, make sure you salute it, because, listen, The honor of the flag represents something that is much beyond the politics of the day. The politics of the day is about destruction. The politics of the day is about suppressing one side over another. It's about using power against those that you determine are your enemy. And the American flag, which has served as a symbol of freedom and perseverance, as well as a flashpoint for those angry with America, her own citizens or otherwise, is now flying over a deeply, deeply divided country. Deeply divided. Now, you can go back and say that the country's always been divided, and of course we had a civil war, which has been, you know, I would say that set the mark for division. But we are at a time right now when we have those that are in power that are using that power to suppress those that they determined are their own domestic enemy. And that is the president, former president of the United States. That is those that support the former president of the United States. And anybody that has the temerity or the audacity to stand up and say what they believe. They've suppressed your free speech. They've suppressed you financially. They've suppressed your free movement in the way of lockdowns and mask mandates and vax mandates. They have removed your authority over your own body in that example. And everything that we have seen in just the past few years goes against the very tenets of what patriotism, freedom, and what our symbol, the flag, represents, our First Amendment rights, all of our amendments, all of our rights. And whether it's the Fourth, Fifth, or Sixth Amendment that they are now coming after, whether it's the First or the Second Amendment that they are coming after, we must remember today, on Flag Day, 2023, that the American flag stands as a symbol. We must remember what that symbol is. Freedom. Perseverance. Allowing you to have self-determination. That, all of that, is under threat today. And to talk about that and the double standards that we're seeing right now, after the break, we're going to be getting very heavily into what we are now seeing in regards to this absolute double standard in regards to the Biden collusion, the grift that is President Biden. We'll be right back here after the break. Jennifer Van Laar from Red State will be joining us to talk about all this. Don't go away.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, and you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
And welcome back, Realside Radio. It is always a pleasure being with you across the Fruited Plain on a Wednesday evening. And as I was talking about earlier, we are going to be talking about the Biden scandal. Yes, the Biden scandal, not the Trump scandal. We'll get back to that a little bit later. Marsha Blackburn and other Republicans are right now pushing for a special counsel to investigate Biden. Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee stated that the reason for having a special counsel now is because we're getting so many different stories out of the Biden administration that Joe Biden and his family could clear this up by coming out and telling the truth. Well, there seems to be just a lot more to these stories, and it's growing by the day. And we've got Jennifer Van Laar, who is Red State's managing editor, an unapologetic California conservative. Yes, they do exist, folks. Jen has got a great exclusive story over at Red State. Everybody needs to go check it out right now. The exclusive Burisma founder, Nikola Zlochevsky, who allegedly bribed Joe and Hunter Biden, is an SVR. That's a Russian asset. Welcome back to the show, Jen. How are you?
I'm just great. I don't even think that Joey B could remember what the truth is to be able to go testify to Marsha Blackburn about it.
Well, we know that they're certainly going to be protecting Joe and the marionette pullers. The reason that they're pushing Trump so hard and trying to put him in jail for the rest of his life is because he's an existential threat. And anybody that wants to unveil what is really happening in our institutions and this particular president is going to be shut down. But talk about this exclusive that you have over at Red State, which is a nuclear explosion after you read this thing. My God.
It really is. And you know, it's funny because a lot of people that I thought on the conservative side would be excited about this revelation somehow think it's yet another way to hurt Trump, but I don't think it is. But anyway, what it is that we learned last week through the forms that the FBI was hiding from Congress forever, that people had to go into a secure facility to read. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene came out and said this was showing that there were $2.5 million bribes paid to Hunter and Joe Biden, basically to call off this prosecutor off of Burisma and off of, and what a lot of people aren't remembering is that they were calling the prosecutor off the founder as well. And it was revealed by my sources to me that this man who had founded Burisma was also a Russian asset. And that doesn't mean he's going getting his marching orders from the Kremlin every day or anything like that, just that he's kind of in their pocket, that he provides them information, and that we knew the Obama administration, Biden, even Victoria Nuland had been briefed that this guy was affiliated with the Russian, basically their CIA, long before these conversations ever happened with Hunter and Joe.
So that I understand, the foreign national that you identified here from this 1023, is that the form? Is Zlochevsky, who is a Russian asset that you're saying he was Ukraine's ecology and national resources minister a decade ago, and he appointed Hunter Biden to the Burisma board, and I'm just basing this on your article here, in 2014, and later that month his assets in the UK were seized by a serious fraud office as part of a corruption investigation into Viktor Yanukovych from Ukraine. Okay, so we've got folks like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Nancy Mace and James Comer, who are all on top of this. And as you mentioned, you have Chuck Grassley that's on this as well. And it seems to be a drip, drip, drip every single day. Is it so complicated that we're not following it, or is the media just not investigating it?
Well, it's very complex. Unlike some stories that have come out over the years, like, for instance, my stories on Katie Hill, they were very easy to understand when they came out. You know, you're having sex with your subordinate, you know, that's wrong. The stuff with all of this with Ukraine and Burisma and all of their business dealings and with foreign nationals that are affiliated with intelligence apparatus of Russia, there's so much convoluted stuff and there's so much convoluted history in Ukraine itself to keep up. Like, their allegiances change between people quite often in that area of the world. So it's just pretty complex to even put together to begin with. But then I think on top of that, the media just aren't doing their jobs because they don't want to know.
So what does this mean? At the end of the day, if you've got Zlochevsky, he's a Soviet-Russian asset, and you're saying, and the official that you reported in this article is saying that the intelligence community were aware of this going all the way back to Obama's days. What does that mean? What is the end result of this? Meaning that are we concerned that Russia's pulling the strings here with the Bidens? Are they susceptible to bribes from Russia, not just Ukraine? What does it look like there?
So when you look back at the time when this was happening, you know, the 2015, 2016 time frame, Joe Biden was trying to figure out what his life post White House looked like. You know, for a long time, it didn't look like he was going to end up running for president, that he was going to basically be out. And so he wasn't looking at the time for at this mindset of nationality or allegiance to one side or another. He was looking at Joey V's bottom line. So he didn't care where the money was coming from at that point. And basically, the West has been using the Ukraine as a piggy bank and even parts of the former Soviet empire for a couple decades now. So he's looking at it like, well, these people are going to pay me to use my power to cut this thing off. And, you know, this Burisma guy, he gave Burisma a whole bunch of leases corruptly when he was the Minister of Natural Resources. So he's looking at it from a financial standpoint. Mm. But that means that the Russians do have this compromising information on him. And, you know, he's obviously was spurred to act for Ukraine within some of the other allegiances that he has. So he just kind of messed himself up with dueling allegiances, not thinking about that in 4 years he was going to be in the position that he ended up in.
Everybody needs to go check out redstate.com and Jennifer Van Laar's article here, exclusive. Burisma founder Mykola Slochevsky, who allegedly bribed Joe and Hunter Biden, is an SVR asset. And Jennifer is the managing editor at Red State. Can you stick through the break? Because I want to talk more about this and what this means as far as what we're looking at right now. The rules for thee and not for me with, you know, the indictments of Trump and everything else that is swirling around right now. Greatly appreciate you taking the time here, Jen. And by the way, real quickly, I just have to say, you know, it's Flag Day today. So everybody should be saluting the flag, or at least remember what it stands for, with freedom and perseverance, because there's a lot of people that I know that are just downright depressed right now. We shall persevere and get through all of this, folks, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll be right back after the break. I will bring back Jennifer, who is, I mean, this is right on, this is cutting stuff, folks. This is really, really cutting stuff, and it needs to be broadcast across the fruited plain on all the mainstream medias, not just here at Real Side. But we're going to talk more about this when we come back. Don't go away, folks.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Wall Street closed Wednesday with stocks mixed. This comes after the Federal Reserve announced it would be pausing its rate hiking campaign for the time being. At the closing bell, the Dow fell by 232 points. The Nasdaq rose by 53. The Virginia teacher shot by her 6-year-old student in January is out of a job.
An attorney for Abigail Zwerner claims she was fired and doesn't understand why. But a Newport News school district official says the 25-year-old informed them in March she wanted to resign and her contract ended Monday. Zwerner managed to evacuate her class before getting help for injuries. She since filed a $40 million lawsuit that accuses administrators of ignoring warnings hours earlier that the boy was armed. His mother faces state charges for not locking up her gun. She also pleaded guilty this week to federal charges. I'm Lisa Taylor.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And you can make my day, too. Tell a friend about Realside Radio across the Fruited Plain on the GCN and Salem Radio Network. And Whiskey Dave here in the chair, and we are delighted to have Jennifer Van Laar. She is Red State's managing editor at redstate.com, and she has an exclusive in regards to the Hunter Biden scandal that seems to just be, I don't know, it's like a seven-headed hydra every single day. Jen, today, Senator Cruz... He was referring to Senator Chuck Grassley's yesterday when he stood on the Senate floor and alleged that there were 17 recordings of this informant from Burisma. 15 of the voice recordings of him were talking with Hunter Biden. Two of them are voice recordings of him talking to Joe Biden. And he asked the deputy director of the FBI about this. And the deputy director of the FBI basically denied any aspect of the investigation. He would not get into it with the senator at all. He basically stated that he's not going to comment on any information about any of the investigations. What is going on here where we've got a former president of the United States who had a shoebox full of documents that maybe he should have stuffed them down his pants like Sandy Berger, and he's been indicted and faces the rest of his life and his next two lives in prison? What is this double standard we're seeing right now?
Well, and the FBI is always fine to talk about the things regarding Donald Trump. You know, they'll leak things to whoever, but they don't want to talk about this. I mean, because they know, I think they're a little bit afraid, because I have been told that the senators do have copies of these audios, and they're basically asking these pointed questions to let the FBI know, you know, when you start producing the things that we know you have, then you better produce them all, because we know the quantity of what you have. So it's kind of a way of giving them a warning. Hey, you know, here's your time that you can come clean. So tomorrow, I think they're going to have Devin Archer testifying in a deposition. And that can also.
That was Hunter's buddy at Burisma, right?
Yes. And they were both on the board, and then they were business partners. So they were each getting $83,000 a month to be on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen.
If you decided to flip, like, it could be very interesting. We could hear a lot more coming out.
Yeah. Do you think that's a possibility that Devin Archer is going to flip?
I think there's a possibility. I mean, this is just, you know, the water cooler at Red State with our contributors. We noticed that Comer is usually a pretty, it's a congressman, Comer, who's chair of oversight, is generally pretty low-key when he's in the media. And when he was talking about last night that he's going to have Devin Archer coming to give a deposition, he was very animated and happy. So we're
wow.
just reading into that what we're reading into it. We'll see. I mean, I think there's definitely a possibility if Devin Archer is seeing the things that are coming out now about the bribes that he's deciding that he doesn't want to go down with that vote.
Well, listen, there's a lot of allegations that are out there right now, but I got to say, if any of these allegations were false, you know how they could be disproved? Joe Biden mm-hmm. could call on all of the stuff to be released publicly. But it seems like the FBI is stonewalling here. I don't see it.
Yeah.
There's not another way to describe it than that.
Exactly, because I mean, we've already seen that the person that they want to destroy is Donald Trump. So they don't care what evidence comes out or what might happen with the Bidens. I mean, we've known it's been a couple of years that they've had this information out from this confidential human source about this bribe. And they did nothing. So maybe some of them need to be investigated.
Let me ask you to put on your political hat right now. Because let's say, for example, this thing does escalate. You get a Devin Archer that flips, or you've got more proof, and it actually starts to seep into the American consciousness, and they realize that that Biden is in trouble. What do you see happening? Do they ask him, pull him from stage left with a hook and have Kamala finish the term and primary Kamala? Or what do you see happening?
I don't think that they would do that because Kamala's just proven to be not a very good communicator. I think that they would probably have Biden say, you know, I've been having these health issues, that root canal, you know, it went really bad, and I'm just going to not run next time. And I think at that point they bring in Gavin Newsom.
Well, Gavin is certainly positioning himself. If you watched his interview with Hannity, of all people, a couple of nights ago, I thought it was interesting. And I think that he's certainly pushing his brand out there to try and get people outside of California to know who he is. I mean, it's, you know, he's
for sure
creating a war between him and DeSantis. I don't know why, but it seems that it's kind of weird a little bit, right?
Somehow he thinks DeSantis would be his opponent then. And since Trump's appearance yesterday in court, and I mean, the last 48 hours, I think it's definitely more likely to be Trump that would be his opponent. So that would work out in a curious way, since they both kind of said nice things about each other. But I think that Newsom is definitely a threat that we need to pay attention to on the conservative side, because like someone said to me when we were trying to take down Barbara Ferrer here in Los Angeles last year, the public health director said, you know, you better be careful what you wish for, because she's a true believer, but she's also mean and a terrible communicator. What if you replaced her with the true believer who looks good and is a good communicator?
Yeah.
And I said, you know, you have a point. And that's the same thing with Gavin Newsom.
Gavin he's trying to sound moderate now, which is incredible to me, because you take a look at the policies. But California, for those outside of the state of California, is now facing a sea of red with deficits because they are no longer on the sweet, sweet coronavirus money, which kept them afloat and in surpluses for the last 2 years. Newsom took credit for that, and now he's basically pushing the blame off because he's got a fiscally inept state that he's running. But, we're seeing things that are happening right now in the state of California, and people that are paying attention to the state of California are just absolutely mortified by when you're talking about trans rights and the kids, and they're going after the kids, and these politicians all talk from a perspective of these are our children. They are our children, right? And we can go in and do what we need to do to make sure that our children are happy. does that permeate the consciousness, or do they look at Gavin Newsom as just a tall guy with slick back hair and he talks well?
Right now, they just see the tall guy with the slick back hair that they think talks well. But I think that, like most California politicians, the more national attention he gets, he won't look as shiny and great. And if he decides to really embrace all of that trans kid stuff, that is not going to go over well, because we've already seen that one of the issues that really galvanizes the middle is parents' rights. So he's got to really watch it there.
Yeah, he certainly does. And it's actually kind of crazy. So in our last few minutes here, Jen, I just want to get your perspective on what we've seen in the past 24 hours with the indictment, the speech last night from Donald Trump. He came out, he basically laid out his legal strategy, and I'm no lawyer, but it sounded pretty compelling to me. What were your thoughts?
It definitely sounded compelling to me. It was along the lines of the things that I had been discussing with people ever since the full indictment came out. Before I was a journalist, I worked in courtrooms for 20 years. So I've seen, and a lot of them were criminal courtrooms, so I've seen a lot of this type of paperwork. It's not a new thing for me. But the thing I had mentioned to someone today was that when I saw Trump yesterday, I'm a person that has been lately a little weary of some of the negativity from Trump's sycophant, I guess you'd call him, and even a little bit weary of some of those ways that he goes after the other candidates on his Truth Social. But the Trump that I saw yesterday was the Trump of 2016 that gave people hope and optimism. And I loved how he stopped at that cafe and bought it. He's like, it could have been in a bad mood. He just went to federal court. It's going to be his birthday. He's on his way back. But he goes in there and buys a whole cafe full of people lunch, and then basically sticks it to the man by going and having a record-breaking fundraiser at his place in New Jersey. And so that's the energy that I like to see as that Trump of 2016.
I agree with you, and I was actually quite impressed. Talk about a Teflon Don. I mean, it is incredible to me that this man is still standing after the impeachments and the lies and the investigations and everything else that he's been putting up with. I've never seen anything like this, and I agree with you on some of the, stop talking about the sanctimonious and all of this stuff, right? It takes away from the message. But when you see him last night in that way, a fighter, it gives you a sense of, okay, now I see why the MAGA, the true MAGA crowd is full in. Jen, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Everybody, go check out redstate.com. And Jen, we have to have you back again. Love to have you back again down the road. Greatly appreciate you taking the time.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right. And folks, we'll be right back here after the break. Got a lot more coming up here for the rest of this hour and hour number three. Don't go away. We'll be right back at Real Side Radio. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
You mean like Democrats? Oh, my goodness. I am, you know, every time I turn around and I read the news, I feel like I'm gobsmacked. I feel like I'm hit upside the head with a shovel. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina. And if you'd like to join us in the third hour, the phone lines will be open. I'll be talking about the hot topics of the day and what's going on. One of the hot topics I'm about to talk to you about right now. But give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There's a bill from the California State Assembly that's pushing this amendment right now to a bill that parents in custody battles could be found liable for child abuse if they do not affirm the gender identity of their children. Okay. Liable for child abuse if they do not affirm the gender identity of their children. And who chooses that gender identity but their children? That's one bill. that is pushing through the state assembly in the state of California. There's another one here. The California Senate just passed to redefine same-sex couples who are unable to get pregnant. The redefinition is, again, same-sex couples unable to get pregnant as infertile. Infertile. Okay. Well, let's break this apart here. This is Democrat lawmakers are attempting, FoxNews.com, Democrat lawmakers are attempting to force insurance companies to pay for pregnancy treatments for homosexual couples in California by redefining infertility to include couples who cannot reproduce because they have a partner of the same sex. The California Senate passed a bill in May that, for insurance purposes, will redefine infertility as a person's inability to reproduce either as an individual or with their partner without medical intervention. SB 729 would repeal and add to sections of the state's current health and safety code and insurance code so that same-sex couples unable to reproduce together would be considered infertile, and insurance companies would be required to cover the costs for treatments such as in vitro fertilization, IVF, or surrogacy. Now, we are talking about bills that the insurance companies will then have to pay that range anywhere between $13,000 and $46,000. Surrogacy, which is a much more expensive treatment, averages up to $46,000. Insurance companies are going to be paying for this, which means who pays for it? Who pays for it? The Democrat-sponsored bill was introduced by State Senator Caroline Medjivar, who said that the legislation will ensure that queer couples no longer have to pay more out-of-pocket to start families than non-queer families. And the State Senate was co-authored by Democrat State Senators Anthony Portantino and Scott Wiener. Scott Wiener co-sponsored the legislation. You've heard of this guy. Men Having Babies, which is a group that seeks to broaden access to affordable and ethical parenting options for gay men, says it supports the bill because it believes the anguish felt by women and men who cannot get pregnant is equal to the frustrations of a same-sex couple who cannot reproduce. All right. Anybody ever heard of adoption as an alternative? Listen, I don't know what to make of this or any of this right now. It seems like, you know, the term, do you remember back in 2008 and the debate, the big debate was about same-sex marriage? And the people that were against same-sex marriage in the state of California, specifically, because those are the people that I knew at the time, were against it because they called it a slippery slope. A slippery slope. And the slippery slope argument, whatever you think of that as an argument, a lot of people have said that, well, this is exactly what has occurred, a slippery slope. Now we're dealing with, you know, the whole trans ideology and how that's impacting our culture. And most importantly, and by the way, just for the record, let me state this. I don't care about your sexuality. I don't care about any aspect of who you sleep with. I don't care who you love. I don't care if you're gay, if you're trans, if you're bi, if you're queer, or any of the other alphabet media. I don't care. Just live your life. Be happy. Go to work. Work hard. Pay your taxes. Take care of your family. Be a good friend. Be a good son. Be a good daughter. Be a good person. I don't care. Where I do care is when you've got the California State Assembly that's pushing a bill
so that parents in custody battles could be found liable for child abuse if they do not affirm their gender ideology, this trans ideology, that if you stand up and say, no, that is not a man, that is a woman, no, that is not a woman, that is a man, in the locker room, staring at high school athletes that are undressing, and he's got male genitalia, that is a man. Don't make that the law where you can basically allow individual daughters, high school, junior high, elementary girls, now having to undress in front of men. What are we doing? What are we doing with the whole gender ideology here in regards to enforcing this viewpoint upon society? And if you have the temerity to stand up and say, no, Dylan Mulvaney is a dude dressed in woman face, girl face. It's... Look, you got XY and XX chromosomes. That's biology 101. I'm sorry. Are there people that fall in between with gender with gender dysmorphia? Yes. And my heart goes out to people that are suffering for any reason. But do not, government, do not, corporations, and those that finance the corporations, do not, media, change the definition of gender, of sex, of male, of female. And if I have a 7-year-old and I had an ex-wife or somebody who mothered that 7-year-old who is Looney Tunes with this whole trans ideology and believes that because my 7-year-old wants to dress up as a fairy princess, that he all of a sudden should become a she, and if I as the father do not affirm that identity of this loony gender that the mother supports for whatever reason, that now I'm going to be found liable for child abuse? Child abuse? What the heck are we doing? Again, I don't care about your identity, your sexual identity. I don't care. All the power to you. I know plenty of people that are gay. I know a couple of people that are trans. I interviewed Blair White a few years ago. She's phenomenal. And I will call her she, even though many people call her he, because she's common sense. She's normal. But when you're talking about these insanity laws that are now being passed because they are all about protecting the 0.0001% of our population that has gender dysmorphia, and that is now percolating up into our schools and our academia, and now all of a sudden you've got massive numbers of people wondering what the heck they are, we are destroying our civilization. And most importantly, by using the law, the strong arm of the government to destroy you, to put you in court, in handcuffs, for child abuse. If you do not affirm the gender identity of your children the way that they believe that they should be affirmed. My God, what is happening? I am gobsmacked. Again, hit me upside the face with a shovel. Because that is the look that I have when I read reports like this that are stemming from the state of California Senate and Assembly. It's absolutely unconscionable to me what we are doing to each other, to our society, to our children, to our future, and to America on Flag Day.
You want to talk about this, give us a phone call. Next hour, phone lines are open. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be right back after the break for the third and final hour. Don't go away, Real Side Radio.
In all states.